the big man arrives. Disco dancers greet him, plain clothes cops greet him. Big man, small town, fresh lipstick glistening. Sophomore jive from victims of typewriters. The band sounds like typewriters. The big man is not listening. His eyes hold Edith, his left hand holds his right. What does that hand desire that he grips it so tight? Edith in the ring, the past over girls are conferring. The man with the diamond ring is purring. All claws far now withdrawn. One by one they bring his renegade stories to her.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever
hey, hey, hey! Welcome to our second to last radio show of the semester. We're just dealing with some technical issues right now, but we'll be back very soon. Thank you.
tumbling down.
turn it up cause it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play, I love the bait. Just like...
Good morning.
Is this thing on?
Is this working? All right. Well, it is a beautiful April 20th here from Medford.
It's been kind of groggy out lately.
A little bit, but today the...
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, we woke up and...
Okay. It's going to get up to 63.
Per... yeah, so on my walk over, wait, does this sound weird? Like an echo?
I don't think so.
Okay. On my walk over today, I was on the phone with my brother, who should be listening right now, and he was like, wait, is this like your last show? And I was like, wait, no, we got next week and then... one more, or is next week the last?
Well, when we were having our technical difficulties, I came on air and I said, welcome to our second to last show of the semester.
Oh, you were thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Well, second to last. Unfortunately, we hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Zoe and I won't be here next fall because we're going abroad, but
Maybe we can do it from abroad.
You think we can?
No.
No.
Just call in and do it the whole time. Play music from our phones and be like...
Yeah, we'll have to have someone come here, call us, answer our call.
It's a lot. In the time difference, who knows what it'll be.
Who knows? But, yeah. We just wanted to thank all of our super fans for...
really keeping us motivated, keeping us going, and, you know, 9 a.m. every Thursday, we couldn't do it without you.
Yeah. It's so fun. But we'll be back next spring.
We will. Yes, yes, we will.
And the spring is the best anyway, so.
True.
I killed it.
Yeah, so we got a really good playlist coming up for you guys. Let us know if you pick up on any themes, or if you don't, or if you just want to, like, vibe, listen to music. And, yeah, we'll be back in a bit.
We don't care who sees, so what, we go out, that's how it's supposed to be, living young and wild and free.
Yeah, roll one, smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun. So we just roll one, smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun.
So up, we get drunk. So up, we don't sleep. We're just having fun, and we don't care who sees. So up, we go out.
No telling where I'm finna be on. Hey, hey, I'm beyond all that.
Hey, little mama, would you like to be my sunshine? We touch my game, we gon' turn this to ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a new rocket fleet. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent the check on my mama. When I go and vacay, I might run out the Bahamas. And I keep like 10 phones, then I'm really never home. All these new clones trying to copy what I'm on. You get your own, trying to pick a new bone. Right to Brother Skip, boy, I had a good day. Metro PCS, trapping, ball, making plays. 50 Shades of Grey, beat that pussy like Hulk Hogan. I know you know my slogan, if it ain't about guap, I'm gone. Hating cause I'm chosen from the concrete I had rolled. Shorty staring at my necklace cause my diamonds really froze. Put that in her, bet she feel it in her toes. I'm a real young from the 6th.
Hey.
Hi.
So, Zoe, tell me what you did yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, yesterday was a special day for us because, well, it was not special, but it was, we didn't have school, which was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, we didn't have school yesterday.
We just didn't have school because it was a makeup day.
Snow day. It snowed yesterday.
It was snow day.
It snowed here in Medford.
Mm-hmm. It snowed so much that they gave us a snow day.
Yeah.
So we had a snow day yesterday, so...
Kidding.
But technically it was a snow day.
Yeah.
And... So, oh yeah, so I was just hanging out in my room. And for my film class, you guys know that I take film classes. And I... So we're making, like, our final project right now, which is, like, a really, really short film. And I was trying to think of a really good song to use for... a scene where, like, if you guys have ever seen Euphoria, it's, like, Euphoria-inspired, and it's a scene where, like, one of the characters wakes up super early to get ready to impress this boy. And, like, absurdly early. And so we filmed the scene in the bathroom where, like, she's getting ready, like, doing all her stuff, and we wanted it to be, like, really intense, and, like, we want to put it to a song and, like, edit it to the beat of the song and make it look super cool. So I was trying to think of a song to do, you know? And first of all, get on that ChatGPT grind. Because
yeah.
I was asking ChatGPT so many questions. I was like, what songs remind you of Euphoria? And they gave me like 10 songs. And I was like, what songs would you use in a intense teen movie?
Wow.
And they gave me so many songs. And they were inspiring me. Like, it was so helpful.
Like, what were some examples that they were giving?
Like, well, honestly, one was Seven Nation Army, which I know is like... whatever, but it actually kind of works. Uh-huh. Like, it has such an intense beat, and it, like, gets faster, and it's really good.
We'll add that to the queue.
We can add it to the queue. Yeah. Another one we were thinking of was, Where's my playlist at? Like, Thunderstruck? No, that's too much. Nights by Frank Ocean is good for another part.
Oh.
Like, some Arctic Monkey songs. Stuff like that. Like, they were really giving me inspiration. And then, obviously, once I made the playlist on Spotify, they give me so many suggestions for things to add. Mm-hmm. So, life is just, like, easy. Like, there are just so many things to help you.
Yeah. ChatGPT it up.
So, we'll play some of the songs. You guys, let us know if you have any suggestions for a song we could use, because we kind of need it. But other than that, what did you do yesterday, Jane?
What did I do? Honestly, yesterday felt like a school day, because I was pretty much working all day.
Unfortunately. Like campus center work?
Oh, I had campus center from 12 to 2 yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then at 2, I met my computer science partner, and we GURPed.
Shout out
Maya, my amazing comp sci partner. And at 2, we went to the Joyce Cummings Center,
mm-hmm.
and we started doing our project. And I kid you not, we sat at that same spot until 6:30, from 2 to 6:30, and we got a lot of progress done. And then at 7, we went to this very well-done event put on by the Tufts Hillel and the Tufts Cummings Center. Shout out to everyone who was a part of putting it together. And it was called, like, Survivor Speak.
Oh.
Super important, meaningful. It was a panel of 4 individuals who had survived different genocides. Like, there was people from, like, all over. And it was the Tufts Hillel rabbi, like, leading the questions. And then other people could ask questions after. And their stories were, like, super, like, awful, and like, just, they spoke with such, like, positivity and very inspiring telling us that we should, like, be advocating and, like, learning about the world, and that there's a lot going on right now. So I did that, and then, oh, and the Joyce and Bill Cummings were there.
Really?
And the Tony Monaco was there.
Wow.
I know, and we, like, kind of walked in near the end, and, like, the only spots were, like, right in the second row, so we were, like, right there. And I was like, wow, I was just in your building all day. And then after that ended at about 8:30, and then we went back to the Cummings Center until 10:30.
Wow.
Kept on working.
Chugging along.
And I came back.
And how's it going, the project?
It's good. We're making good progress. It's not done. Got a lot more work, but we're getting there.
Good.
Yeah, and unfortunately,
she works hard.
I woke up with a bit of a hoarse voice today.
Your throat hurt?
It didn't really hurt. It was just like, you know, like right when you wake up, like it's really dry and stuff, and I like chugged my water. And now I just like, I'm not going to do a lot of talking today.
That's okay. You don't have to do a lot of talking.
Okay.
You can just chill.
And
sometimes you just don't want to talk on a day.
Yeah, so what else do we got going on? Oh, tonight we're going to a formal.
Mm-hmm. We got formal.
Tomorrow. Oh, also, big plug, any of you Burin goers, go support our friends.
Oh yeah.
The band Bees performing tonight. Burin, be there. And tomorrow. Go support him again. Wait, is this weekend Tufts-tonia? That's next week.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Is Tufstonia?
Tufstonia.
Tufstonia?
You guys know about Tufstonia?
Oh, I don't think they know about Tufstonia.
What's Tufstonia?
Tell us about Tufstonia.
It's a carnival at Tufts.
Atonia.
It's Atonia for Tufts.
Yeah. Tufts. So basically, Tonia was just like, hey, why is Spring Fling getting Tony. All this attention?
Tony was like...
Tony was like, make it about me.
So he was like,
you can use my
Tonya.
Front lawn.
Basically.
And that's what we will do. We're like, all right, Tony, we'll set up a Tufstonia.
And you go on rides. You go on... they actually have sick rides. Like, they have that spinny one where you, like, stand on the edge of the circle and it spins really fast.
No, I don't like that one.
No, it's so fun. Did you go on it last year?
No.
Lame.
They
have
we went
a
back
big.
At night, though?
Yeah, that was so fun.
Yeah.
Can't believe that was like a year ago.
I know. Time flies. Oh my god, today, shout out sophomores. There's some sophomore event.
Yeah, but I haven't even heard about that.
Yeah, me too, but my exam tonight was moved to another. Like, they gave us two options in case the sophomores wanted to go to this event. I'll probably take it today.
But, like, why haven't I heard about it?
Yeah.
Who's putting it on? Like, Tusk?
Tufstonia?
Tusktonia.
It's actually... Well, Group Paul... Wait. Let's let them hear some music. Well, Group Paul, call in if you don't agree with this, but TBH, I think it's good to not have Tufstonia and Spring Fling on the same weekend. Just spread the love.
I understand that.
You agree?
Because then more people get excited. For more things.
Lonely, breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I could feel it cause it was the month of June.
How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk.
How does it feel when you got no food?
As I passed the dreadlocks camp, I heard them say,
how does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the touchy on the left hand side.
Chip
on the left hand side, it a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and prom.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me rock in a di dum. Bang 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 bang.
So I stopped to find out what was going on.
How does it feel when you got no food?
Cause the spirit of Jah, you know he leads you on.
How does it feel when you got no food?
There was a ring. The session was there in swing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
And you could feel the chill as I seen and heard them say.
How does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the touchy on the left hand side.
I said,
pass the touchy on the left hand side. It a go fun.
Give me the music, make me jump and pump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me rock in a di da. So me say listen to the drum and me say listen to the bass.
Chip on the left hand side.
I said,
pass the dough chip on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and prom.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me rock in a di dum. You play it on the radio, and so me say we a go hear it on the stereo. And so me know we a go play it on the disco. And so me say we a go hear it on the stereo. Stereo.
Pass the dough chip on the left hand side.
I said,
chip on the left hand side, it a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and pump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump.
man. Turn it. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Hook. Yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my when she got in the back door. Looking at me strange, but you know I don't.
Hey, back again. Sorry, surprise, Zoe. On that one, she was trying to fill out that survey that many of you sophomores may have received, the sophomore survey.
But I just don't get it. Like, if they want to celebrate us sophomores for
celebrate
being halfway
us.
Done, why can't they tell us when the celebration is happening? And what it is exactly.
Yeah, fair.
Well, it can't really go anyway because we have formal.
Well, we could have popped over.
Oh, yeah, they probably have, like, free pizza or something.
I'll do one of them with a free pizza. Tell everyone what you're getting for lunch.
Oh my god, hopefully, if all the timing works out, because I do have class at 1:30, we will be getting, if you guys are Tufts locals, you know Dave's Fresh Pasta. But
if you know Tufts, you know Dave's.
You know Dave's. But the thing is, I don't go there for the pasta.
Nah. What do you go there for?
We go there for the sandwiches. Mm. Literally the best sandwiches I've ever had. Well... some of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
A really good gourmet sandwich.
Like, really good. Like, they have this one, it's like fig and prosciutto, and it the flavors are like unmatched to most things I've ever tasted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's so good. And they also have this one, it's called like the smoky turkey, and it's so, like, they just cut the turkey so thin.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like so good.
Yeah, they
and,
got the flavors.
And, like, their sauces are so good.
So true. And if anyone's a tuna lover out there, they got really fire tuna salad.
Really fire.
Yeah, I'm just putting
well,
it out
I've
there.
Well, I've never had tuna salad.
Yeah,
Jane.
Well, I know. Okay. Yeah, I actually really
I'm actually willing to try it now, though.
Really?
Yeah, because I realize, like, I eat whitefish salad.
Yeah,
can't
that's
be that
TBH. That's even
that's
more
probably
weird.
More weird. Like, I love whitefish salad.
She's a whitefish salad lover. Make it known.
Shoot. You know the Baja Me by the Sea?
No.
The Pax sandwich.
Oh yeah, but I've never
it's
had
so
it.
So good.
I'm gonna have to get Pax for lunch because I'm gonna be in the booth. Maybe
in the booth.
Maybe I'll get it. Eh.
It's only for dinner.
Okay, good.
You don't want to, we can always bring you a Dave sandwich if you want.
No, it's okay. Or actually, maybe.
Yeah, just send a text.
Send you my order?
Mm-hmm.
But pro tip, if you're ever going to Dave's with a group, you got to get someone to go in on halfsies. So you get two sandwiches, split it in half, one and one. Like, and something different. Like, maybe like the...
prosciutto
like the
and fig.
The prosciutto and fig, and then like the... spicy turkey or like
I would so do that with someone. If anyone's listening and they're like, I would so split those two sandwiches, hit me up because I would too.
Please just call in right now and we'll get you on a half-seas sandwich date. What else?
But what else is going on this weekend? You know, we got Earth Day on Saturday.
Oh my god. God,
how
could we
forget, Jane?
Wow. What should we do to celebrate Earth Day?
Just live on Earth.
Yeah. Oh, did you go yesterday? I saw all these people walking around with like these Tufts Market.
Oh, yeah. Bags. I saw that. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, me neither. Looks cool.
I don't really know what's going on here. Also, cool. Question. Debate.
Yeah.
So you know how on Earth Day, like, people tend to just, like, post pictures from, like, cool vacations that they've been on?
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, I get it. You're, like, appreciating the Earth. Like, look how beautiful it is. But where's the point when it's, like, you're just flexing that you've been on, like, sick vacations?
Honestly, that's a really great question, and it's a fine line.
It's such a fine line.
Yeah. Because, like, yeah, I mean, like, sure, you appreciate the beautiful parts of Earth, but, like, would you really appreciate just, like, everyday Earth?
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, that's showing something a little different.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to appreciate Earth because it's where you live, not because, like, you go vacation to, like, some crazy places that with crazy views. Like,
yeah, no, but I do get that, like, those crazy views are still Earth.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, Earth encompasses it all. And
like, you don't want to, like, if you're going to post, you're not going to post, like, outside my window.
Yeah, like, honestly, the view I'm looking at right now, like, isn't really, It's like, I want to show Earth in the best light. It's like, it's their birthday post. Like, yeah, I want to make them look good.
That's true.
You know?
So I get it. It's just some people go a little crazy.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's social media. Like, you don't really take social media as, like, what society should be doing.
Yeah, but also, like, it's Earth. Like, everyone knows what Earth is. Like, it's all our mother.
Yeah. You say it's all our mother?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cute.
Mother Earth.
Mother Nature.
Yeah. Yo, you know what I've been saying, though? Like, the other day, or maybe it was yesterday, someone was like, Jane, like, let's go do something fun. Obviously, they come to me to do something fun. And I was like, you know what I want to do something fun?
Was it Julia?
It might have been.
Yeah, because she texted me, too. All
right. Should we fight? But
I'm kidding.
You know what I want
to
do?
Everyone actually does go to Jane to do something fun, because she's always down.
Okay, well, hear me out. So you know what I wanted to do? We've been living in Boston for, like, 2 years. Almost. And I've never done, like, the American Revolution history tours.
Oh my god, it's so fun.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Can't we just hit up, like, Lexington or Battle of
Bunker
Hill?
Or you do the Revolutionary Road or whatever it's called. Like,
the Freedom Trail?
Yeah, that's so what it's called.
Or, yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever, like, and they take you past, like, I don't know, like, all these little historical buildings.
Yeah, we should do
like
that.
Like, Paul Revere's house is, like, in Boston.
I know. We should do that.
Yeah, we should. And drive to Concord.
Yeah. Concord. Nina didn't like the way I was saying Lexington and Concord.
Concord. Concord.
Yeah. Concord.
Mm-hmm. Like, Concord. Like, it's been conquered.
But it's spelled like Concord.
Yeah, but...
Concordia.
Lexington and Concord.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're living on so much history right now.
That's so true. This is, like, the heart of the revolution.
I can't remember if we talked about this last time, but... And if I still hadn't bought it yet. But I feel like I'm getting allergies.
Yeah. Do you usually get them?
Like, not really, or not that bad.
I forgot to take my allergy medicine.
Zyrtec, Claritin, Allegra.
It's like Zyrtec, but it's like, it's not like the brand Zyrtec. It's just like it only has like the scientific name. So I thought it was like super fancy and strong. Then I asked the doctor, whatever. And I was like, oh, I'm taking this. And they're like, oh, that's just Zyrtec. I was like, shoot.
That's kind of embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. So I guess... But I think it's because, like, my allergies were so bad, like, those 2 days, like, Thursday, Friday, last week when it was so warm.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
It got so bad. And I feel like those 2 days really, like, messed it up for everyone.
Mm. And it's, like, done.
And now it got cold again, and, like, I think the pollen's just freaking out.
Could be.
But, wow, you should get them some allergy medicine.
I know, right?
And the doctor told me that, like, pills don't usually get up to your nose and eyes. So if your nose and eyes are having issues, you gotta take eye drops and spray, like, Flonase or something.
Wait, so then what do the pills do?
Like, throat and stuff.
Nah, I never get throat.
I know. She said sometimes. I feel like they must help with your nose, but maybe not
eyes.
Yeah,
I call Cap. Yo, Zoe, you know what time it is?
PSA time?
Yeah.
There's a PSA there that they want us to read, I think.
This one?
Yeah. There's so many signs.
Yeah.
Donations drive PSA. Donate now. Please. Oh, that's not for you guys. If you love... Oh, only one of them. I'll just do both. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation select arts, sciences, and engineering, then other, then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Thanks!
Yeah.
So if you enjoy WMFO, consider donating.
Yeah.
Any donation helps. small or big.
Totes.
Or medium.
Yeah, like, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
What else can we say? It's almost Zoe's birthday.
Oh, true.
21.
Can you do some for me?
Yeah, like, all of our fans, if you want to wish Zoe a happy birthday. No, we still have one more show.
Yeah.
But
that show will be, like, 3 days before my birthday.
So, if you want to, like, leave cupcakes at the studio, but we won't be eating in the studio. There's no food or drink in Studio A. But if
True.
You want to leave cupcakes at the
Send
door.
Send some champagne.
Yeah, like, she is going to be 21. Like, you don't just turn 21 any year.
You just don't turn 21 any year. I'm thinking of doing karaoke for my birthday.
Oh.
Because I just love singing.
Yeah.
I just love singing.
I'm going to start brainstorming my karaoke songs.
Okay, good.
Better yet, I'll just play some of them.
I'm trying to make the list right now.
Really? Like what?
Of peeps.
Oh. Don't be saying this too loud.
Honestly, like, I only have so many friends. And I think I'll just invite all of them because not that many.
All of the fans, like, listening in are going to be like, Zoe, where was my invite to your karaoke
party? Anyone who's listening is so invited.
Okay, yeah. I stand by that. Please, listeners, please just show up. We're dying to meet you.
I'll tell you where it's going to be next week. And if you want to show up, like, it is going to probably be, like, in a room.
Yeah.
But you can just say, I'm here for Zoe's 21st.
No. Not even, because maybe, like, word gets around. We're going to tell a code next week.
And, on the show.
Yeah. And, like, when you go up, like, at the whoever's, wait, like, the hostess,
mm-hmm.
or you just have to say the code, mm-hmm. and then we'll know you're a real one and you're a listener. And then please, feel
so free to join. Fake code is trolls.
Yeah. So if you say trolls, like, immediate exit. Like, don't even stay.
We know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Have fun.
And it's on the last day of classes, so, like.
OMG.
I feel like people will be lit.
It's gonna be lit.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, totally.
Look, I found one of these. I don't know what it belongs to. Jade and I are just always finding, like, weird screws.
Yeah. Okay.
In this room.
Come donate.
So we're really in the home stretch right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of work until the end or not so much?
I have, like, I have my final film. I have another final project. I think I'm going to make, like, a little podcast. But, like,
maybe while we're here?
Yeah, maybe while we're here.
Can I get a feature on your podcast? We basically have one every Thursday.
I mean, it's so hard to make podcasts, and it's due in less than a week, TBH.
Yeah.
But, so the professor was like, I'd be very impressed if you actually made a podcast, but, like, you can just make a script for a podcast.
Wait, I feel like it's not that hard, just, like, voice memos it.
I could, but then I have to, like, edit it and, like, add music and stuff.
And,
like, they actually do have a podcast, like, making guide where you can go to, like, the... in Tish.
Hey, Frank!
Hey, Frank!
Hey!
Oh, my God. This is going by so fast.
Yeah.
And you can, like, record. You can go to that recording studio.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and record your voice. And they, like, help you make a podcast.
Wow.
So we'll see if I have time, but I should probably get on that if I actually want to make it.
Yeah.
And then...
What's the topic of the podcast?
Well, it's for my children's media class, so, like, it's a podcast for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to do, like, no one steal my idea, guys.
Yeah, please
don't.
No one
steal my idea if you're in the class.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever watch, like, horrible histories, like, or read the books? It's just, like, silly history stories for kids.
Oh.
You know, like, drunk history?
No.
It's just, like, silly. Like, I wanted to make, like, a history podcast, but I wanted to, like, because, like, podcasts are, like, stories. So I was like, what's a good story?
Yeah.
Oh, history. Like, there's so many good stories there.
Ah.
Then I was like, I want to make it entertaining. So I remember my brother used to read these books called Horrible Histories, and it was just, like, really, it was, like, true stories, but they were, like, really silly.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of, like, gruesome. And gross, but, like, kind of entertaining and funny. So I'll make it like that, and then also, like, have little segments in the middle. Like, did you ever read those books, like, Weird But True, like those National Geographic books.
Oh my god,
like have a little segment like Weird But True and then have like a kid read it.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, thank you. Awesome.
Aw.
Oh yeah, thanks. Yeah, Weird But True. Oh my god, and I got like Weird But True. Oh, a new one.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Wow. Thanks, yeah, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah. What do you have going? You have a lot of work?
Yeah. Not terrible.
Not terrible?
Set up this ribbon on.
She's got CS. Her CS final. Do you have a final, too? Wow. That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Wow. Weird But True. Yeah. We used to get, like, Weird But True, Weird But True 2, Weird
But
True 3.
There's so many. I'd always get it at my school book fair.
Oh, my God.
And
a school book fair.
I'd just read that forever.
Come on. Yeah. Well, yeah, but
like,
they
were, like, weird. It's like sharks have so many teeth.
It was, like, you swallow, like, 8 spiders per year. Like, no, you don't. Right?
Like, yeah, like on average, like there's probably one person swallowing like 50 spiders a day.
Yeah.
And, like putting up the average.
I know. Can we fact check these?
I know, but they were so entertaining.
Yeah. What were some other ones? Do you still have those books?
I have it somewhere.
I know. I'm going to try to find that. You could bring that to for the summer. Summer read.
Should. Bring it to Israel to make friends.
Yeah.
Hey guys, did you know?
This is my podcast too.
I could even have just a, make it like a Weird But True podcast.
You so
But
should.
I just don't think I'd have enough content.
I think you have 3 books worth. Probably plus at this point.
It's just people reading out facts.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Tufts should have a school book fair.
Yeah, that'd be cute. Well, we just have the bookstore.
Yeah, but like with fun books. Like Scholastic type.
Yeah,
and like
that'd be
posters
cute.
Of like
and also like
characters.
Little games.
Yeah. And like pencils and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like in the gym, like put
yeah.
it in Gatcher and like make it like a little maze.
Like the career fair.
Yeah.
The book fair.
Yeah.
Oh, remember when we went to the career fair?
Ugh.
That
why
was
did
awful.
You do that?
I really didn't like that.
Yeah. It was so bad. Yeah, what else?
Yeah, so you have discrete final?
Yeah, I have my math CS finals, and then I have a final paper and a final project.
For CAD.
Yeah.
And so that's a lot.
My
you
final
have something
project,
big in every class.
Yeah, no, I do. My final project in CAD is a variation of a Swiss Army knife, but I didn't want it to be so, like, physical. Like, what am I going to use a knife for? So it's like a pocket tool. And, like, the things that come out are kind of random, but...
Like a spoon?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a spoon. There's a nail file.
Oh!
Because I wanted to, like, use
wait,
different materials.
Wait, this is so good.
And there's, like, scissors.
Mm-hmm.
Because scissors are, like, dynamic. Like, you have to, like,
that's
put
really
a...
That's hard.
Yeah, but, like, it needs, like, some level of complexity. And there's a... Those are the 3 parts I made for now. And I was thinking, like, a mirror, but then that's, like... Literally just
you could
like
do like
mirror.
Like
what else is like
a pick for your tooth.
Oh, like a flosser?
Like a flosser.
And but reusable.
Yeah, that's kinda gross.
A pen?
Yeah.
That's
kinda hard to use.
Yeah.
What about like
like what are like tools that you're like, oh I wish I had this in my pocket right now? I know, it's hard.
It is hard. What if you have, like, a little comb?
Oh, yeah.
Like, for your eyebrows?
A little comb. That's kind of cute.
Like, if your hair ever... You ever get, like, a little knot.
But, like, the way it slides out, like, this. Like, I have, like, 2, like, outer cases, and then all the tools are, like, lined up like this.
Oh.
And then when you want to use them... You slide them out, and then you, like, comb, and then it, like, latches
and
back
and then there's
here.
One, like, here.
Yeah, and then there's one here, and then you slide that out.
I see. They can't see it.
Yeah, I'm, like, using my fingers to, like, motion what the tools would look like, but you guys can't see because this is a radio show.
Yeah.
So if you really want to see, just, you'll have to ask
you
me
could do,
it.
Like, a little, like, no, that'd be too big, I think. I would say, like, a little spray, like... hand sanitizer.
Oh, know.
But that's a little big. And then you'd have to refill it.
Yeah.
It would just be too much.
Yeah. At that point, just, like, bring around a pocket hand sanitizer. Yeah, what else?
If you guys have any ideas, let Jade know.
Yeah, please. Hit me up. I mean, do it before next week. Because I'm starting assembly next week, so.
Yeah. So you're making all... So first you make all the tools, and then you assemble it together.
Yes. And then you, like, make an exploded view. So you, like, make it all spread apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make an animation.
Wow.
And then you make a drawing.
That's very cool.
Yeah, you want to come with me and do it later?
Yeah, why not?
Famous. I agree.
I'll make my podcast while you're making your CAD.
Cool. Great.
Yeah. So it's 9:51. This has gone by so quickly.
Really? Sure has. I know.
We just hope everyone's having a really good day so far. And that you guys have a really good weekend too.
Yeah.
And you just enjoy the beginnings of spring.
Yeah. Okay.
Spring is like so, like, is spring even real?
Spring is TBH my least favorite season.
Really? It's my my third favorite.
What's your
least? My second favorite.
Winter?
Yeah.
Mine goes fall, summer, winter, spring.
Mm. Summer, spring, fall, winter. I just think spring is like so, everyone's so happy usually. Because I like the weather in fall, but fall means that winter's coming.
I love winter.
Spring means that summer's coming. Yeah.
DTDP.
DTDP.
Different things for different people. Think it's not for me.
Wait.
What are you about to say? Nah, the F is omitted. You got it, okay?
Got him.
Got to. Alright.
Alright. Should we play Seven Nation Army for our last song?
Yes.
Get everyone hype.
A little promo for your final project.
Yeah, if you want to see our final film.
Yeah.
Jane was supposed to be in it, but she didn't want to stay.
Okay, so basically, for my FMS friends, I was in the film once, and I think I'm more of a radio kind of gal.
This wasn't for me.
It just didn't work for me.
When were you in the film?
In the first
one. Oh, yeah, Jane.
And I couldn't remember my lines. Everyone was getting mad at me. I wasn't doing it right. I was, like, moving my feet, and they were like, what? Your feet weren't like that in the first position. And I was like, okay, I move my feet. I'm human. So I didn't want to be in the second one. And
she's more of a
radio.
Behind the scenes.
Totally. I don't like the attention.
Like, she'll help you. Like, she'll help you make it. But she doesn't really want to be like,
yeah, that. I'll pop by, see the scene, play with the cat. Dip.
You were playing with the cats.
Oh, I forgot to tell them. Well, we still got 7 minutes. So they were doing their... This was what? Friday?
Sunday.
Okay, on Sunday. Oh, wait. I forgot to play Seven Nation Army. Well, that can come after. So, yeah. They were filming, like, pretty much all day. And
all day. It was, like, 3 to 9.
Thank you to Zoe's sister.
Mm-hmm. At my sister's house.
At her house. And then when they needed more actors to walk over, I was like, oh, I'll take a little walk over with them. And that was a great song, too. And, yeah, I saw the set, and it actually looked really professional. Like, good job.
Like, lights up. And
yeah, Zoe, Julia, Aiden, and Pau, like, you guys really did a great job.
Thanks, Jane.
Yeah. Yeah, they had, like, all this lighting. They had, like, as if it was, like, a party, like, all these, like, bottles and like stuff spilled on the table, and it was kind of crazy, but yeah. And I saw them in action, and then Nina, shout out Nina, and I took a little trip on the Red Line to Chinatown and went into Boston, went to this really cool convenience store where they had all these like beauty products and snacks and games and like stationery, and I needed more moisturizer, like just full body lotion, and I got this like, yeah, are you like?
I don't know why I thought it would still, like, Monday.
One, it smells so good. It smells like, it smells, oh my, like, god, citrusy. We forgot to talk about Marathon Monday, too.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'll go quick.
We can talk about it next week.
We're gonna forget. No, okay. Well, it's kind of like lemongrassy, and it's all written in, like, Japanese, I'm pretty sure. And it's, like, probably one of the best lotions I've ever used.
It smells so good. It
smells so good, and it's, like, light, and it, like, it doesn't leave your skin sticky, and it's really good. And then we got dim sum from this really good place where it's just, like, they have a card, and you just, like, put a tally next to whatever dim sum you want, and
they
just, like,
bring
it. Can
you send
me
that place? I want to go.
Yeah. Let's go tomorrow. Zoe doesn't want to go tomorrow.
Why
so
not?
Okay. Yeah, so we might be getting dim sum again tomorrow. Yeah, oh my god, it was so good. And then, oh my god, flash forward, the next day, wake up really early, Marathon Monday, went to the Red Sox game. Woo!
Rained, rained, rained.
Yeah, and then it rained.
And we went to a diner.
Oh, we got a fire burger.
Fire burger. Also, when I was looking for karaoke places, that place came up because apparently they have really good, like, karaoke.
Oh my god.
So nice.
Let's go.
I know. Jade and I, after my birthday, Jade and I, never mind. But basically, we got these, like, open-faced burgers.
Yeah.
They're so good.
So
good. And I
good.
Asked for more pickles, and they gave us so many pickles.
So many pickles. So many pickles. Oh, it was so good.
And then we came back, took such a warm shower.
Yeah. Cozy
and we
up.
Woke up so early because the marathon's early. And by the time we had like a whole day, we came back and it was only like 3.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. I'm an early bird these days.
Yeah.
All right,
okay. Quickly play Seven Nation Army.
Yeah.